Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
You are in that situation where you can't grow and you're like, well, I can't get any more employees because I'm not confident in getting the customers, but I can't look the customers in the eyes and tell them I'm going to do a great job for you if I don't know where I'm going to get the employees. And then you're afraid you're going to have to clean or it's going to be a mess. You were in the right spot. We're going to talk about exactly how to deal with that and fix that today. So let's just jump right in. And I will say, having coached, I think it was like somewhere in the 60s in terms of personally coaching one-on-one owners of cleaning companies just last month. I mean, literally hundreds and hundreds every quarter. This is probably the, Doug says he could hear her. Fantastic. This is probably the thing that stops most cleaning companies from growing than any other thing. When people are just starting, it's almost always not knowing how to price and pricing too low. Once they've got that down, they've started getting customers and employees. Being able to get off that merry-go-round of, you know, chicken and the egg, customers first or employees, is probably the one that stops just about the majority of the folks I work with. And the problem is this one issue can shut down all growth in your company. Hello, Kayla Hansen from South Carolina. Nice to see you. It can just stop you in your tracks, and we can kind of get to the point where one of two things happens. One, you either take two steps forward and one step back and like, oh, I finally got some, but then somebody quit and then it was terrible, so I just quit. Or you get stuck and you just stop. You're like, I've had the kind of same employees and kind of same customers, and I don't know how to do anything. And if you think about it, I mean, goodness gracious, if you just allow that from letting you pick up, I don't know, two or three on the residential side, maybe three or four customers for $1,000 a month, or on the commercial side, one or two customers for $1,000 or $2,000 a month, this is tens of thousands of dollars a year it's costing your company. And if you really are set up for fast growth, this could be costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars. So don't look at it as a small little thing that's not that big of a deal. Oh, my lovely bride says, sounding great on the actual broadcast. Hallelujah. Glad you guys can hear me. Look at my fancy mic. See, usually it's my ATR 2100, which makes me sound super sexy. I don't have that, so I probably sound less sexy. My apologies in advance. All right. So the a couple of things that we need to get over before we can talk about the strategy is the beliefs that keep us down. As long as we've got these beliefs, we are stuck. Hello from Bradford, UK. I always love having, we've got folks in our client right, or in our customers right now, from Ricky from Chicago. Welcome. Absolutely. Let's make 2019 a monster year. We were talking exactly about that, because without employees, we just don't have the confidence to be able to sell. So you are in the right place at the right time, Ricky. And I just love that we've got people from the UK. I think in the program now we've got Australians. I think we've got someone from Estonia that's now in the United States. We've got Australia, UK, all of you guys. Love being able to serve people all around the world. It is so cool. So the beliefs that we've got to kill if we're going to make this thing work and really grow is, and this is what 90% of small owners of cleaning companies believe, and I would say 0% of large believe, which is you only hire when you need people. Nothing drives me crazier when people say, when I say, how many applications did you get last month? And they say something, well, none, but I wasn't really hiring. If we're in the cleaning business and we want to be a fast growth cleaning company, we've got employees, we are always hiring. Okay. So first and foremost, you've got to get off the thing. I only hire when I need people. Oh, we've got another UK. Hello. Kanoosh, man, I'm so old. I can't see. I see K-O-O and then Ush. Krush. Anyway, good to see you, man. Glad to have you on. We are rife with UK folks right now. That's awesome. So first and foremost, we got to kill the I only hire when I need people. And it's ugly stepsister. It's immoral to interview people if you don't have an open job today. So many people say that same thing in terms of, I can't hire. I don't have any jobs today. But the funny thing is, you ask anyone that's Karush. Good to see you, brother. You ask anyone that's got probably 20 employees or more in the cleaning company, how many employees do you have? And they're going to go, today, now? Well, 17 when I started this call, but that's been 17 minutes. So it could be 20 and it could be 14. I don't know. In the cleaning business, turnover is just something we deal with. We can certainly mitigate it, make it not as bad, but it's never going to be like it is in other businesses. So instead of fighting that, we just need to set up systems that that take that into account and still overcome and still get us the goals that we need. The other thing is employees companies tend to quit in bunches, right? We like to think, it's so funny, people I coach over and over, people are like, I have like three people quit in like 1 week. You know, how am I supposed to see that happening? I'm like, well, when's the last time it happened? And once we really think it through, it happens two or three times a year. But every time it happens, we act like it's a brand new thing and we had no way to see it coming. So we want to make sure that we plan for that. And the way that we plan for that is have a constant stream of people coming in, whether we feel like we need them or not. Because if we don't, quote unquote, need employees today, we're absolutely going to need them tomorrow. If we're going to grow, we absolutely are going to need employees for that. You know as well as I do, they quit. They quit in bunches. And on top of that, if we're honest with each other, all of our employees aren't A players, right? So even if we, quote unquote, don't need anyone, if we've got a D or F player and we've got an A applicant, let's do the quick math and replace the F player with the A applicant. And you might say, well, shoot, I've had A applicants turn out to be F players. Sometimes maybe they will, but we're guaranteed the F player is an F player. We know he's terrible, right? So let's at least take a swing on an A applicant. Worst comes to worst, we replace a bad employee with another bad employee, but more likely the A applicant's going to be a B or C or even an A employee. So we can only do that if we've got people coming in. And again, this is the antidote. I wish if I could see you guys, I'd be like, raise your hand from, hey, Tracy Gallagher from Wildwood, New Jersey. Happy New Year, sister. And hold on, I can't see the picture. So if you're a brother, I'm so sorry. I took a chance with Tracy being a girl's name, but I can't see your little picture. So happy New Year for sir or ma'am from Wildwood, New Jersey. Anyway, crap. Now I'm off track, Tracy. I'm like a kid with a butterfly. You just say anything and I'm gone. So anyway, we've got to get over the belief that it is immoral to hire somebody or to interview somebody that we don't have a job for today, knowing that we need a top grade. We're going to need to grow. We need more employees if we're going to hire, take on new customers, and people quit and they quit in bunches. Also, you cannot get a quality hire. Tracy says it's my grandkids. So I couldn't have known anyway. Good. Even if I could see the tiny picture, I would have had no idea whether it was Mrs. Gallagher or Mr. Gallagher. I feel slightly validated. All right. The other false belief we've got to kill is, oh, if I need somebody, I'll just hire someone right now, right? When someone quits, I'll hire someone tomorrow. Well, the problem is it's a process, right? So when people say, if I need to hire an employee today, when should I start? Well, the answer is 3 weeks ago, right? That's how you really do it right. If you need to hire an employee for today and it's today, you are absolutely going to fall you're going to fall prey to warm body syndrome, right? That you get those dead shark eyes staring across the table at you and you know they're not a fit and they probably know they're not a fit, but you were just like, Mrs. Gallagher, good to meet you, sister. Everyone knows it's not going to work, but you're just like, I don't want to go clean today. I've got to do it. It feels like it's the least emergency. So you hire this person that you know is not a fit. You succumb to warm body syndrome and that will kill you. And the way that we do that is when we start hiring today for a position today. We need to start hiring today for a position 3 weeks from now. What else? Another false belief we've got to kill is it takes hours to sort through hundreds of applications and do the interview and that the hiring process sucks and it's miserable and we've got to avoid it. So many of you guys, that's what you're doing. And I've done it, right? Where you put out an ad and you get 86 applicants and you're, if truth be told, you're like, there's no way I can go through these applications. They all blur and start looking the same. You don't know who to invite or who not to invite. So semi-randomly, you pick people to call for interview. And then that whole process is super painful because when do we meet and where do we meet? I can't do it then. And how about then? And I called you and email me back. And it's just a bunch of phone tags, setting up a bunch of appointments, which is so frustrating. In the back of your head, you get this feeling, I should be growing my cleaning company as opposed to fooling around with this nonsense. And you're right. And then it gets worse because when you manage to set up five or six interviews in a day. Well, first of all, your whole day's shot. Second of all, you're not doing anything any fun. Third of all, of the five or six, you know as well as I do, two are going to show up, right? And of those two, one or two of them might suck immediately, right? As soon as they walk in, you're like, oh, these are a waste. And if you're lucky, maybe one's decent. So what happens is because you've got a system that sucks, you associate pain and suffering with hiring. So as soon as you get halfway staffed, you're like, done. I don't ever want to have to hire again. I'm not going to pull the ad down. I don't want to go through interviews. I don't want to go through applications. And we've got to get that false belief of hiring sucks and it can't be systematized and it has to be awful like that out of our head. Because as long as you're believing that, we're stuck. So some of the beliefs that we need to replace that with is healthy cleaning companies compete for talent more than customers. So I'm telling this to the smaller guys. The larger of you out there already know it. When you get to be seven figures or more in the cleaning company, most of my seven figure folks know they're really not looking for customers. They're not competing with other customers or the other big guys for customers. It's for employees. It's for talent. So we got to understand that and start addressing it as we're small. So as we grow, we're already set up for that. Number two, that false belief, if I don't have a need today, I'm good. That's crazy. If you don't have a need for employees today, you will tomorrow. And again, when you don't have enough employees or prospective employees coming in, that's how you get held hostage, right? They know, it's like they can feel it. It's in the water. It's in the air that they need you less than you need them. And they start doing all manner of crazy stuff because they know you won't and can't fire them. So more employees is the way to do that. The best analogy I use, because everyone for some reason loves the dating, is if I haven't had a girl even look at me once in the last 5 years, and some girl says she'll let me take her out, but she demands that I call her Her Highness and pick her up on a white stallion and have 100 roses, and she's going to be a half hour late because she's doing her hair. If this is the only girl that's had any conversation with me over the last 5 years, I might just put up with that kind of crap because I don't have any other options, right? But if it's Friday night and I got 4 girls to choose from and one starts getting a little lippy or nutty with white stallions and half hour late, I'm like, next, moving on. And I hate to make the terrible analogy, but everyone gets it. It's the same with employees, right? If we've got all the employees that we need, we tolerate nothing, right? And they get that, hey, and the same works in reverse, right? If the girl knows, oh my gosh, there's four, this guy's a hot item, right? You know, as I was prior to the lovely Natalie, they're going to start acting differently towards me if they know there's high competition versus if they know this, I'm the only girl that's ever going to give me any attention, right? I can just use them as a doormat. Same thing happens with employees, right? Hopefully you guys out there going, oh my gosh, this is absolutely me. Not that I want that to be you, but I talk to you guys and I know that that's the case. So the big thing is we need to eradicate the beliefs of we only hire when we need people. It's immoral to interview if I don't have someone right away where I know I'm going to put them. the lovely Natalie says I'm still a hot item to her. That's all that matters. I got a target audience of one. So as long as she's into it, it's a win. Also, we get this crazy belief that employees give notice before they leave. You know, like, oh, if someone does quit, they'll give me a 2-week notice. So I'm come on. That's definitely a new person to the business. And then that belief of it's got to take hours and hours and hours, mind-numbing, painstaking hours to sort through applications and interview people. These beliefs are all going to kill you. All right. Now that we know what the problem is, Nicole says, Mike's a lucky guy. You are so right, Nicole. Here, I'm going to see if I can put my wife back on so you can see how. Oh, wait, she's gone. All right. You'll have to take my word. She's like 400 times better looking than I am, 6 times as smart as I am, and just way cooler. So there you go. Hold on. No, I can show her. Hold on. She can't talk. I didn't allow her to talk.
I can talk.
I'm a sexist because the technology is so good. All right. There's my pride. Anyway, see, look at people just compared to me. It's ridiculous. Who looks like that when Mary Gabby with me? Just leave her on. She's awesome. All right. What am I doing? Oh, solution, right? We're talking about all this pain and suffering and why it sucks and the beliefs that we need to have. Now that we've got those beliefs, let's figure out what we need to do. First, we need to create an automated system, right? So it's not you, business owner, going through a bunch of applications, talking to a bunch of knuckleheads. It's crazy. It's life right now. We have an automated system that works in the background all of the time, right? So when you have employees, the thing's working. When you're desperate for employees, the thing's working. When you're sleeping, it's working. No matter what, qualified people come to you. It's a 7-step process. It's all in our profit method. We say one life, we do everything. It takes hours and hours, but we're going to, she's crucial. Sounds not good. Maybe after. Okay. Right. She was there. She's gone. Hopefully that makes it crucial. Wouldn't that be frustrating if 10 minutes talking about what it is and how problematic it is to, says I can't hear me. Can you hear me now? You should be back. We let sounds gone funny. All right. Let me know live folks, if the sound is back, cause I took Natalie off, which is the only thing that changed. Hopefully guys give me feedback. I can't hear you that well. Dang it. I don't know what happened and what went wrong. Can you guys hear me now? You've got my headphones kind of on. This is the important part. We're going to actually solve the problem. So I want to make sure you guys get that. Can you still not hear me? This technology is always a bunch of fun. David Franco says he can't hear me. Oh, Natalie says it's back. Better. Okay. So apparently when Natalie's on, she's so good looking, everything Facebook Live goes haywire and the sound just goes to crap. But now that she's gone, it's just me. Hopefully you guys can hear me. All right. Enough of that nonsense. All right. Better. Cool. I'm so glad. Thanks for the feedback, guys and gals. I hate when I'm talking and giving stuff and you guys can't hear me. I know how frustrating that is. So, all right. It's a 7-step system. We're going to go over it really briefly. Obviously, I can't go in depth because it would take hours and hours and hours to teach it, but I want you guys to have the big points to, Kayla says it's better. Fantastic. All right. So here's what we're going to do. First and foremost, a core values-based hiring ad. So many of you guys have the same terrible ad as your competition. It says stuff like fast-growing company and, you know, Phoenix, looking for hardworking, motivated individuals, paid training, blah, 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 blah. Nicole says, I think you had your finger on the mic, Mike. Yeah, that's super possible. I would love to argue with you and get angry at such an awful accusation, but since it's 50% probably true, thanks, Nicole. No hate coming your way. You're probably right. So first and foremost, you've got to have a core values-based hiring ad, not the boring one that everybody else has, right? The hardworking, paid training, good schedule, blah, blah, competitive wages, all that stuff. If it's the exact same ad as everyone else has, and hopefully when I'm saying this, some of you guys are like, oh my gosh, you totally read my ad. The problem is if they're all the same, they have one thing to make a decision on, and that thing is price. Or pay, right? So they're going to go with the highest pay, which is not who you're looking for. So first and foremost, a core values-based hiring ad, not a nonsense professional trying to sound like your neighbor-based hiring ad, which sucks. Number two, you've got to have a landing page to send those hiring ad people to. When you're in Indeed or jobbing.com, any of these hiring platforms, even Facebook you can use, which is great. The problem with those is they want the people to stay in their universe. Facebook does not want them to leave Facebook and go to you, and Indeed certainly doesn't want that. So they're going to try and keep them in their universe. You want to get them out of that universe onto your landing page. Again, since we're with the dating analogy, it's like if you're a smelly guy like me and you're at a bar with 100 good looking or 100 smelly dudes just like me, and there's like two cute girls, the last thing you want to do is try and have that conversation in that environment with 100 other guys, and it's awful, right? The first thing I want to do is get out of that environment and go for coffee or go somewhere else and have a conversation where we can talk. If it's me and 1,000 other competing voices, that's never going to work, whether it's in sales or dating or hiring. We don't want that. So the first thing we want to do is get them out of that environment of Indeed or Facebook or wherever it is with all the competing noise and get them into a private conversation. The way we do that is into a landing page, right? So we say, instead of staying in the Indeed universe, you're going to go to growmycleaningcompany.com/hire me or /I want in or whatever the cool thing is, right? Once we get them to that landing page, we're going to get some information from them, name and email address, maybe phone number, and then we're going to follow up, and we're going to have an automated follow-up that tries to get them to a group interview. Once we get them to the group interview, so the good thing is all those steps before this are 100% automated, right? Once you set it up, you're not doing all these things. So we're gonna have an automated system to get them to group interview. You have a group interview once a week, and that's all you have to start with, right? So there's you never call them, you never argue about time, you don't do any of that stuff. You just show up to the group interview every week, and then you run the interview based on a core values-based process, right? Again, if it's all about what hours can you work? Are you on drugs? Do you have reliable transportation? Are you good at cleaning? Are you willing to be good at blah, 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 blah. You're going to be competing with everybody, right? So we want a core values-based interview group, and then we do a one-on-one interview for those that are qualified, and then the working interview, and then we put them through the Clean Profit Method 0 to Trainer in 30 days. So the big thing I want you to take away from this broadcast, and I'm going to be finished up in about 2 minutes. So if anyone has any questions, post them in and I'll see if I can answer them before I go. So I'm just giving you a couple minute warning now. We're just about done. If you got any questions, go ahead and post them and I'll do my best to answer. But that said, the two things I want you to take away is we're always hiring, and we're always hiring on a system, right? As opposed to Lisa says, what is cost? Don't know what you're talking about, Lisa. Nothing we talked about so far costs any money. If you give me a more specific question, sister, I will do my best to answer it. So the two things we want to go away with is we need an automated hiring system that's working all the time, whether we think we need someone or not. And that system should be work without you, right? So you've got 3 or 4 hours a week, or somebody's got 3 or 4 or 5 hours a week, every week, as opposed to ignoring it, doing nothing for weeks, and then go into emergency mode and it's your full-time job and kind of back and forth. So those are the things that we want to do. The system that we use that works awesome is a core values-based hiring aid, to a landing page, to an automated follow-up system, to a group interview, to a one-on-one interview, to a working interview, to a 0 to Trainer in 30 days. So if you would like me to walk through what you and your business are struggling with, where you're at now, where you want to be, and help you come up with a plan for the new year in terms of really just how to get from where you're at now to an actual system like this one. Because again, this is, I think really we've kind of touched on steps 7 and 8 of the Clean Profit Method. But if you want me to walk through exactly where you are, where you want to be, and how to get there, if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk as a New Year's gift to you guys, the Cleaning Nation, I'm going to do a free breakthrough session Again, where we're going to look at where you are, where you want to be, look at what your goals are, and help you come up with a plan to get there. It's growacleaningcompany.com/talk. You can apply there. I do all of these myself personally. The good news is you're not going to get someone else on the phone. It's going to be me. The bad news is I am just one human being and I can only do so many things at one time. So you got to there. I guess what I'm saying is there's limited spots. I can only take so many because I do them all myself and I only do two or three or four depending on the day. I can't. Sir Bruda Bryce says, so always hiring cause the turnaround is high in cleaning. Yes, I think what you're saying is we're always hiring in part, not always. I mean, if we're going to be growing, we always need people, but yes, the turnaround is high. That's part of the reason we're always hiring. Also because we want to grow, also because we want to top grade, right? We want to have the best of the best to choose from. Again, if I get one date every 5 years, what is the chance I'm going to marry an amazing woman like Natalie? Almost zero. If I get the opportunity at least to go on 5 dates every night, I've got such a large pool to choose from. The idea that there might be an amazing person in there is much higher. So there's lots of different reasons that we have a system for hiring. One of them is because the turnaround in cleaning is so high. All right. I think that's all the questions. Thanks for hanging out with me on New Year's. Have a happy New Year's, guy. I cannot wait to talk to just a select few of you. You really come up with a plan that's going to help you actually have this year be the year that you hit your goals for your cleaning company. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk right now, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.